was told I'm in the opening roster, been called up for the first time. Obviously, some tears kind of came out, and obviously my whole family had those same emotions, but I don't think it's really hit me yet. It's probably going to hit me tonight when I, you know, we do opening day festivities and, you know, I hear my name, or it kind of hit a little bit when Brandon Cooks texted me this morning and kind of congratulated me, so I think that was some of it too.
When who gave you the news?
Tori gave me the news. He called me into the office and just wanted to let me know that I made the opening day roster and how he really liked what I'd been doing in spring. And, just wanted to make sure that I could continue to do the same things over and over again and just, you know, be me as a player, not change.
So did you had a pretty good idea you were going to make the team, but it's not until you actually hear it.
I mean, I had an idea. I mean, there were only 14 position players here yesterday. You know, I would have hoped that it came a little earlier than the last possible second, but obviously that's part of the suspense. And, you know, Hager was the first one called in, and obviously he got sent down. So after that, I really wasn't sure what was going to happen. You know, Tori can do a ton of different things, and we can always trade someone and get someone new. And but, you know, until you're told, you never really know. So, yeah.
What was your first phone call or text?
Oh, my wife. Yeah, I called her right away. She was crying in the background. Called my parents. I'd only heard my dad like close to tears one other time. And yesterday, he had the waterworks going. My mom was bawling in the background. Yeah, it was two really great phone calls.
Do you have any sense for what kind of role they're going to be using you in, at least to start?
No, I know they. You know, I'll get some pinch hit opportunities here and there. Obviously, being a right-handed bat off the bench is a big thing. Play a little left field here and there, DH maybe. I know that's kind of where they want to keep me for right now, and we'll just kind of go from there. Obviously, yeah, I got to earn my place on this team, and however I do that, whether that's coming off the bench or finding a role at the DH, or, you know, injuries happening and I find my way into the outfield a little bit more, who knows? It's a long season, so a lot of things can happen.
One really astute observer told me that you had the best at bats of just about anybody that he saw in spring, and you know, you're known for your plate discipline and good batting eye. Was there any coach or anybody coming up in particular that helped you develop that, or was that just something that you gravitated towards naturally as a kid?
I think it kind of just happened. I didn't know what my eyesight was like until the last few years. The Brewers started doing some tests and stuff, like they did right eye testing, and you do it at spring training every year, but sometimes they just check to make sure your eyes are okay. But I learned like a couple years ago I have like 20/10 vision. And I don't know if that helps or just I have a very focused approach on like what pitch I'm looking for and what I'm trying to do with the baseball. I think catching's helped me a lot. I see the spin of the ball pretty well because of that, and know like kind of what pitchers are trying to do. So I'm not sure if there's any one thing I can attribute to like being the hitter I am, but you know, there's a bunch of little things that I'm sure helped me along the way. Honestly, better than I thought I would. I woke up super early and I knew I wasn't going to get back to bed. Yeah, also, the spring training schedule has kind of screwed me up, so I'm up early right now. But I knew I wasn't going to get to bed early. And, pretty well, actually, once I fell asleep, though.
Did Tori tell you before or after the workout yesterday?
Afterwards. It was like 5:45, and guys are already out of here. And Hager went in. Drew went in, and Pipe looked at me and goes, "Hey, I need you to hang around." I'm like, "Oh no, like, what do we got going on here?" And I knew it was either good news or bad news. And Tori just looks at me and goes, "Hey, give me 30 seconds. Come on into my office. Just count." And I was like, "Okay." Walked in. I was like, "That long enough?" He's like, "Yeah, you're good." So, yeah, it was pretty cool, surreal moment, and really thankful to have that moment.
So, how special is this opening day?
Oh man, I mean, most people don't even get an opening day, so to have your debut or your call up be on opening day is pretty sweet. So I'm counting my blessings for sure.
Thanks, Cooper.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Sir, could I jump in?